A single manufacturing breakthrough increases the production of a cutting-edge cancer therapy by tenfold. That's not a future projection. It's a headline from this week. This isn't just about making more of a product. It's about fundamentally changing the cost, scale, and accessibility of next-generation medicine. What does this mean for the competitive landscape? And are U.S. and European firms positioned to lead or to be left behind? That's what we're tracking today. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global manufacturing and trade. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're moving beyond the lab and onto the factory floor for advanced therapies. We're tracking three interconnected shifts. First, the industrial-scale production of iPSC-derived cell therapies. Second, the rise of the smart bioreactor, driven by real-time analytics and AI. And third, a strategic arms race among specialized contract manufacturers who are becoming the kingmakers in this new landscape. These aren't abstract trends. They are creating immediate winners and losers.
Let's start with that first theme, Troy, the industrialization of cell therapy. We're seeing a flood of news about something called iPSCs. For the executives listening, can you break down what they are and why they suddenly matter so much?
Of course. iPSCs are induced pluripotent stem cells. Think of them as a universal starting material. You can take a mature cell, like a skin cell, and reprogram it back into a stem cell. From there, you can grow it into any cell type you need, like immune cells to fight cancer or islet cells to treat diabetes. The breakthrough is moving from patient-specific or autologous therapies to universal, off-the-shelf allogeneic therapies made from a single master cell bank.
And the big news this week is that we're getting much, much better at making them at scale.
Exactly. A study published in Frontiers on June 6th highlights the CombiCult platform, which has achieved a tenfold increase in the production of iPSC-derived natural killer cells, or iNK cells, in standard stirred tank bioreactors. This is a crucial cell type for treating solid tumors. Separately, German firm Evotec announced on June 6th that it has established an automated GMP-ready process for producing iPSC-derived macrophages.
A tenfold productivity jump and automated GMP-ready processes? What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers in the biotech space?
It means the race to commercialize off-the-shelf cell therapies is accelerating dramatically. European companies like Evotec and Swiss-backed platforms like CombiCult are setting new benchmarks for efficiency. For U.S. manufacturers, we see a similar trend. A June 5th announcement from Cellares and T-Scan Therapeutics details their partnership to automate manufacturing for a TCR-T therapy candidate, TSC-101, using Cellares' FDA-designated advanced manufacturing technology platform. The competitive advantage is shifting to companies that can master scalable, automated production.
And for trading companies and distributors in this supply chain?
The entire supply chain is transforming. This isn't about shipping simple chemical compounds. It's about providing the highly specialized media, reagents, and single-use bioreactor components required for these feeder-free iPSC cultures. There are major opportunities for distributors who can guarantee quality and consistency for these advanced GMP processes. Sourcing partnerships with the innovators creating these platforms is key.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
If you are in or adjacent to the life sciences, you must evaluate your strategy around iPSC-based platforms. This technology is rapidly moving from R&D to commercial reality. For biotech firms, this means assessing whether to build your own iPSC capabilities or partner with leaders like Cellares or Evotec. For investors and suppliers, it's about identifying and backing the companies that are solving the manufacturing bottleneck, not just the initial discovery.
That brings us to our second theme, Troy, the technology inside the factory. We're hearing terms like process analytical technology, digital twins, and bioprocessing 4.0. Can you translate that from engineering speak into business reality?
It's a fundamental shift in quality control. For decades, biomanufacturing has relied on quality by testing. You make a multi-million dollar batch of a biologic, then test a sample at the end to see if it's good. The new model, driven by process analytical technology, or PAT, is quality by design. You build monitoring directly into the process.
So you can see if something is going wrong in real time, not after the fact.
Precisely. A June 10th article in Technology Networks highlights a perfect example, using real-time Raman probes inside a bioreactor to continuously monitor glucose and lactate levels. This tells you the metabolic state of your cells, moment by moment, allowing for automated adjustments to optimize yield and quality. This isn't just a nice to have. The FDA's new ICH Q13 guidance on continuous manufacturing, finalized in March 2023, is actively pushing the industry in this direction.
And where do digital twins and AI fit in?
As outlined by World Pharma Today on June 5th, all that real-time data from PAT sensors is fed into AI models to create a digital twin of your physical manufacturing process. This virtual model can predict how the process will behave, flagging potential deviations hours before they happen and simulating the impact of different raw materials.
So for a US or European manufacturer, what's the competitive implication here?
It's a direct impact on your bottom line and regulatory standing. Adopting PAT and digital twins means higher yields, less batch failure, and faster release times. European and U.S. regulators are rewarding companies that demonstrate this level of process control. Firms still relying on endpoint testing will appear unsophisticated and face higher operational risk and cost.
What should trading companies and equipment distributors be looking at?
The market for these enabling technologies is exploding. This includes the sensors themselves, the Raman probes, spectroscopic tools, as well as the software platforms for data analytics and AI modeling. Companies like Hitachi Digital Services are already offering these integrated solutions. Distributors need to be building expertise and partnerships in this bioprocessing 4.0 stack.
Your actionable insight for executives on this topic?
You need to commission a digital manufacturing audit. Assess your current level of process monitoring and data analytics capability. If you aren't already running a pilot project on implementing a PAT tool for a critical quality attribute, you are falling behind the new industry standard.
Okay, so we have new ways to make cells and smarter ways to grow them. Our final theme, Troy, is about who is actually doing the manufacturing. We're seeing a surge in partnerships with contract development and manufacturing organizations, or CDMOs.
That's right. Building a GMP-compliant facility for cell and gene therapies can cost hundreds of millions of dollars and take years. For most small and mid-sized biotechs, it's simply not feasible. As a June 8th report from Contract Pharma notes, they are increasingly outsourcing to specialized CDMOs. This isn't just about renting capacity. It's about accessing deep expertise in incredibly complex processes.
And we're seeing some very large strategic bets being placed in this space.
Absolutely. Look at Denmark. A June 10th report highlighted a massive $239 million investment by CDMO AGC Biologics to upgrade its facilities there. This, along with major operations from Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, is cementing Denmark as a global biomanufacturing hub, building on its GLP-1 success. We're also seeing hyper-specialization. Vive Biotech, a Spanish CDMO, revealed on June 10th that it has expanded to 15 programs for in vivo lentiviral vectors, a particularly difficult technology to manufacture at scale. They're one of the few CDMOs globally authorized to release these vectors as a final product.
How does this CDMO arms race affect US and European drug developers?
It forces a critical strategic decision: build or buy. Partnering with a proven CDMO like Lonza or AGC Biologics can significantly de-risk your program and accelerate your timeline to the clinic. However, this also means capacity at top-tier CDMOs is a scarce resource. U.S. and European firms need to be securing these manufacturing slots far earlier in their development process than they used to.
What's the angle for trading companies and suppliers?
These large, consolidated CDMOs are becoming the most important customers in the industry. The AGC Biologics facility in Denmark, for example, is a massive consumer of everything from single-use systems to advanced purification resins. For suppliers, securing a contract with a major CDMO provides access to dozens of underlying client programs. It's a highly efficient way to capture market share.
And the final actionable insight for executives?
Do not treat manufacturing as a late-stage problem. If you are developing a cell or gene therapy, your CDMO selection and negotiation strategy should be a core part of your corporate strategy from day one. Secure your manufacturing partner and technology transfer plan before you even begin pivotal clinical trials. The competition for high-quality, scalable manufacturing is just as fierce as the competition for clinical results.
Troy, an incredibly dense week of developments. If we had to boil it down, what are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the era of industrialized iPSC manufacturing is here. Scalable, automated platforms are making off-the-shelf cell therapies a commercial reality, creating an urgent need for companies to adapt their strategies around this disruptive technology. Second, real-time data is the new currency of quality. Process analytical technology, AI, and digital twins are no longer aspirational concepts. They are the new standard for efficient, compliant biomanufacturing. Failing to invest here is a direct threat to competitiveness. And third, the CDMO landscape is consolidating and specializing. Manufacturing is a strategic weapon, and securing capacity with the right expert partner early is now a critical determinant of success for getting advanced therapies to market.
So the message is clear. The factory is becoming just as important as the laboratory. It's about scale, intelligence, and strategic partnerships. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The technology landscape is moving faster than ever, and staying ahead requires not just information, but intelligence. We hope today's analysis provides a clear competitive edge for your week ahead. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. Thank you for joining us.
Subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on your favorite podcast platform to ensure you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with our analysis of the developments that matter.